a belated congratulations on the Calder Cup championship. That was quite an accomplishment for, well, not just you, but your entire team.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a great group of guys. To finish the season off like that, it was pretty cool. Playing that late into June and topping it off with a win was pretty awesome.
Don't get to see a lot of your games during the regular season, but with the Kings out of the playoff picture, we out here we got to focus on you guys a little more. So, got to see a lot some of the games during the playoffs, especially during the finals. You guys, in a lot of ways, I mean, you reminded me a lot of the way the Kings looked in the playoffs when they won the 2012 Stanley Cup. I mean, in a lot of ways, you guys dominated from one series to the next.
Yeah, we were playing really good hockey. And then when we had a couple of stinkers here and there, we were really able to rebound. And we had our best games after our losses in the playoffs, and that was huge because it was usually game three that we were losing, and instead of losing game four, making it a 2-2 series, we would turn around and have our best game of the series and make it 3-1 and make it a lot harder on the other team. And when you can do that, it really sets you up, and we were able to capitalize on every series we played. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of energy. We were a group with a lot of depth, and we definitely showed it in the playoffs.
Well, you know, the other thing I should congratulate you for, you were named most valuable player in the playoffs. So that's got to mean a lot to you.
Yeah, it's pretty special. There's a lot of guys that could have deserved it. So many guys played well, and that's the reason we got there. We had guys from the fourth line, from the third D pairing, even Bardo got in the finals there and played great.
Yeah, he sure did.
We had to use everybody, and everybody did their roles to a T, and it could have gone to a lot of guys.
Well, you know, but yeah, it could have gone to a lot of guys. But what do you think you were doing or you did that put you above the rest? And I hate to use those terms because in the hockey is such a team game, but there's a reason you got the award as opposed to others. What do you think went into that?
Doing what I always do, try to be as consistent as you can in the game of hockey because that's what a lot of people look for. When you go from regular season to playoffs, you don't really want to switch much. You just got to keep playing your game, prepare the same way, and keep doing what you know you could do. Because when you try and put too much importance and think to yourself, "Oh, this is playoffs. Like I really got to get going now," then you psych yourself out sometimes. So I just tried to prepare the same way, play the same way, and I was fortunate enough to play with some great line mates throughout the whole playoffs. And it went very well.
Well, it certainly did. I mean, and then you look back at your whole entire season. You know, if I recall, you were third in the AHL in scoring, and then were you on top of the league in scoring in the playoffs? I don't recall.
Yes, I think I was.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
But you know, really? I mean, what a season! If you were to look back, I think we spoke around this time last summer. If you were to look back, if there's something you can put your finger on, what's different about you as both on and off the ice from a year ago?
Not a lot, you know. I think about the middle of last year, I really felt like I was playing at the top of my game in this league, and I think this year, I've kind of been able to work on specific things in my game because I know I can do what I want to do playing in the A. And I was able this year to fine-tune some things and really work on things that hopefully will prepare me for the next level. And I think regards to off the ice, you know, just a year older, you're more under another year under your belt. You learn things, and you improve on things as a person. And I think it's just a gradual progression throughout your life. And hopefully, by the time you're older and you can look back, you did the right things and you met some great people.
You mentioned you were able to fine-tune some things that you hope translates to the next level. Could you be more specific about that?
Just coming out of turns, like really small things, like because the guys in the NHL, they're big, but they're also fast. So you got to be able to be well balanced and have lots of explosiveness down low, and especially as a smaller guy. So there was definitely times where I was fine tuning things like that and making sure everything was in order. And I think during the season, it's kind of a you're kind of just making sure everything can come together for the end of the year. And I think it did very well this year. And we got a Calder Cup win as well. So that made it even better.
Definitely. Is there any one thing or maybe a couple of things you can point to that, from roughly this time last year to now that you've improved upon? More so than maybe anything else?
Not necessarily, no. I try to improve on every part of my game, and
right.
I have from 1 year to the next. There isn't a certain thing. It's I really try and be good at everything: defensive zone, faceoffs, down low in the offensive zone, coming out of my own zone in the neutral zone. There's so many parts of hockey that you got to work on and keep getting better, learn by watching videos and stuff like that. And it's a progress. It's a process, and if you keep at the process, then hopefully one day you can be in the NHL and realize that the work doesn't stop there. You got to keep getting better and keep working, and then by the time you're done playing hockey, that's when you can look back and really be satisfied that you did stick to working hard and trying to get better every day.
One of the impression I get from talking to the Kings is you do spend a significant amount of time watching your games on video, watching video of yourself trying to improve. Some players do more of that, some do less. How much has that really helped you?
I think it definitely helped me a lot coming in to the league.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it in a lot of different ways. Video. You can use it kind of if you think you had a good game and you watch it and you realize, oh, it wasn't really that good. Or if you think you had a tough game, then you look back on video and, oh, maybe I did some pretty good things here and there. So it's good to watch that way. That's usually how I watch it. And when it was my first year, I wasn't playing that much in the first half of the year. So I was really trying to find ways to get in the lineup and watch a lot of video with Freddie Meyer there, our assistant coach, and he was giving me some good stuff, and we were finding some good stuff in the video that led to me getting in the lineup more and having good success.
You talked about that explosive first step and all that. One of the things I noticed during the final was Utica. They were keying on you. They were focused on you in a lot of ways, but they were never able to really contain you. That says a lot about, especially, and we've talked about this, you've talked about this, countless times, being a smaller guy, they were still never able to really contain you. They'd put a body on you, but you'd slip a check or you'd get out of, get out of being cornered along the boards. For someone who hasn't been able to watch a lot of your games, again, and thinking, coming at it from the viewpoint of, hey, the NHL, the guys are bigger and stronger. I was very impressed with your ability to slip away and find the open space constantly and not let them, really contain you. That says a lot about how far you've come in a few years. What's your
well,
thoughts
thank
about
you.
That?
Yeah, it's definitely a big part of an offensive, smaller person's game. And it's learning how to protect the puck and being able to feel the defender on your hips where he is and watching through video where the open ice is around the ice. And, it's just a combination of things that you continue to work on. I think in junior I was having a lot of success, and then when you come to pros, it's different. Guys are a lot older, stronger. The AHLs, there's a lot of good D-man, a lot of good, hard to play against forwards, and it's tough when you first come in to do the same things you do. But I definitely learned, and gained some confidence over the last 3 years, and it definitely came to fruition in this last year and a half in the regular season, and then into the playoffs.
Well, really, this last year, I mean, it seemed. I mean, you really made a statement. I mean, like I said, you know, MVP of the playoffs, third in scoring in the league in a regular season, and I think I mean, you impressed a lot of people from people I've talked to with the Kings. They're very high on you now. I mean, and not that they weren't before, but you know, I think they saw things in you this year that I wouldn't say surprised them, but really pleased them. And you got to be awfully proud about that, especially now that you're in your, you know, you're out of your entry level contract, and it looks like you're probably destined to play. You're destined to play in the NHL. Otherwise, at least for the Kings, they're going to lose you. Otherwise, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I learned a lot playing these first 3 years in Manchester. I had some great teammates and great coaches, and just going to come into camp and work as hard as I can and learn as much as I can when I'm there. We get to play hockey for a living, and it's pretty special when you get to do that, because not a lot of people get to, and it's a lot of fun. You can come to the rink and learn new things and play with new players, and hopefully I can show the coaching staff and the management enough to be on the Kings, and that would be pretty awesome. They got a great group of guys, and very hardworking group, so it'd be pretty cool to have a chance to be up there.
Well, you know, it would seem like in a lot of ways you're either going to be with the Kings or you're going to be with another NHL team. You know, is that something you think about going into the next season at all?
No, not really. I don't really try and think about that kind of stuff. I just worry about myself and where my game's at, where my body's at, and I think if you worry about the results of things too much, then you'll freak yourself out. You just got to worry about, like I said before, the process and what you got to do to get that result, and then that result most of the time will work the way you want it. That's the way I've always thought, and that's the way I'm going to continue to think, because I feel like it's been working for me pretty good so far.
You know, you talked about needing to get better in all aspects of the game, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. Thinking ahead to potentially being in the NHL this coming season, is there anything you're concerned about at all in regards to your game and how it would translate, what you might need to do better than you're doing now? I mean, you always want to get better, obviously, but, you know, is there anything that concerns you?
Yeah, there's nothing I'm worried about at all, no. There's a lot of great players, and you're going to be playing against great players, but you're going to be playing with great players at the same time. So it looks like a pretty fun, awesome league to play in, and it'd be pretty special to get that opportunity. And I'm just looking forward to going into the camp and really working hard and trying to get a spot.
You know, you've had to prove a lot of doubters wrong all, you know, throughout your, you know, both in juniors and maybe even before that and up to now, with your size. Do you feel like you've proved them wrong?
You know what?
Or do you even care about that?
No, it doesn't. You know, I'm not too worried about that either. I use some things that I've heard over the years and as motivation when I need it. Whenever it's either the dog days of the season or dog days of summer training, you definitely have some things that fuel you, but there's doubters for everybody. Everyone's got doubters, even the best players in the league, so it's just something you got to deal with in the game and in sports, and you can't really think about it too much because you'll get yourself wound up again not thinking about the right things.
Are you back in the gym now, or are you still resting up from the season?
No, back in the gym pretty regularly right now. Been skating a little bit as well, so it doesn't seem like it's going to be a short summer, but I think when camp comes along, it'll feel like, oh, it was just at the rink, but it was great to have the long season that we did, and I'm excited to get it going, because once you win like that, you want to get back to it and win again, so it's It was pretty awesome.
What does it mean to you that, well, there's a chance you'd be back in the AHL, but that's, I don't know, that's at best 50-50. But what do you think about this coming season could be your rookie season in the NHL? You got to be pretty excited and pumped up about that.
Yeah, that's very exciting proposition. And I think the days I'm putting in the gym this year, this summer, and on the ice are going to be preparing for that and working for that. So it's very exciting, but I'm using it kind of to push me harder in whatever I'm doing here to prepare for that.
What are you up to in it now, weight wise?
Well, I've been about 180 for the last 3 years, but all my hockey cards and stuff, it's still saying like 170.
Yeah.
I'm like 182, so
okay.
If you could spread the word to some people, they still got me.
We'll do. We'll do. I got to report your vital statistics. And because people are, legitimately, people are interested because, you are a smaller guy. And, especially, Kings fans, NHL fans, they're going to want to know, hey, is this guy really going to be able to do it? And that's going to be one thing they obviously look at, right?
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
But, and we've talked about this every year since you've been drafted, and especially, again, watching the finals, it does seem like it's not just your ability to slip checks and know, and like you said, feel when a guy's coming from whatever direction, but even physically, once you get into those board battles, you were able to hold your own. And that's got to, that's a real advantage for you, given, again, your mental ability to know what to do when, guys are coming at you or when they've got you pinned or whatever. But I saw really no major problems in the physical play for you. And that's really got to mean something to you to be able to do that.
Yeah. It's when you get a little older, you definitely get that strength. And a little extra weight behind you, that definitely helps. You'd be lying if you said it didn't help to be stronger and a little bigger. And I think it was a physical series, so that was probably had to come out a little more than in some of the other series because it was very rough and you had to battle through a lot of checks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me, it was a real good physical checking team versus a team that could do that but had more skill, and the team with more skill won. But like I said, I was very impressed watching you because you did some things that it's not it wasn't what I didn't expect, but you did it better than I expected.
Yeah. Thank you.
And like I was talking with Rob Blake the other day, and he pretty much said the same thing. He was very impressed, and I don't know if you've talked to him much since, but he's real high on you. He's very high on you.
Thank you. Thanks for that.